Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now see, here's what happens. If you get two or three or four people like that to pray, and then you walk up and say, well, what are y'all praying for? Well, Cheryl's got a cousin here that's in the hospital saying he's going to live through the week, and we're praying for him. Well, what do you think God's going to do? Well, I sure hope that this guy gets well. Maybe if it's God's will, he'll get well. And that guy dies. Was there any faith in what you did? Not one single sign of faith. And since God's a faith God, you go up and you ask these three or four girls, what are y'all praying for? Oh, we're praying for Cheryl's second cousin. I mean, well, what do you think? Hey, praise God. We've been kicking the devil out of him. We've been praying for him, and he's going to get well. I guarantee you, because Jesus made us a promise. Oh, and the king's up there saying, you see my little daughters down there? You hear them, my girls? You hear what them girls said? There was not a shred of doubt in nothing they said, was there? And so the king sends his Holy Ghost over there to that hospital, and 4 weeks later, when this guy's supposed to be dead in 1 week, he's sitting up eating, and it won't be long till he'll be home. But somebody's going to have to teach him the word, and he's going to have to learn how to obey God, or it won't be long. He'll be back in that situation again. See, sin is what puts a guy there in the first place. That's why he's like he was. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. What kind of a limitation did God put to the obedient children there? None. He didn't put no limitations. Verse 14 and 15. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me. Uh-oh. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now that's the kicker. If you love him, obey him. What, did Jesus tell us to go to church? Yes, Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the gathering of yourself together on a regular basis as a manner of some are. Well, you don't go to church. You want to know why you're sick? Because you're not an obedient child. If you loved him, you would keep his commandments and you'd be in church. Did he tell you to walk in love? Yes, but Thurman, the guy down the street, or the guy that worked for, or my ex-wife, you know, she run off with another man. I hate both of them. Will that make you sick? Yeah, it'll kill you. It'll kill you. But Thurman, I said, it don't make any difference. God told you to forgive them and turn them over to him. He'll judge them righteously. He knows the circumstances. So you just say, okay, Lord, here they are. I turn them over to you, and you take care of it, and then I don't have to be under the torment of the tormentor. I get to walk in divine health. So God told you to do a lot of things. And he also said something in Philippians 2:14, about no grumbling and complaining, didn't he, Jack? What did he say there? Do how many things? Do all things without grumbling and complaining. Is that what he said? You found out just like me, huh? You could testify that just like I can. When the king said that, that's what he meant, didn't he? And me and you don't like getting a spanking from daddy, do we? It ain't no fun. You didn't like yours. I didn't like mine. I've had too many of them. You'd think one day I would get it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you would think, but I'm trying, Lord, my best. I'm trying to not grumble and complain about nothing. So he says, if I love him, I will keep his commandments. Is that what he said? Okay, 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Now, if I obey him and do what he said, what's he going to give me? The comforter. That he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells within you and shall be in you. Now then, if we obey God, he sends us that mighty Holy Spirit to live within us. Now, what will that Holy Spirit do with us? If we obey, he'll keep us well. He'll direct us away from sin. He'll direct us into the right path to be used of him for his glory. I love to tell this story on Kim here. After she learned how to pray and remit the sins of people, according to John 20:23, that's a new concept to most people. We don't ever realize that since the Holy One lives in us, we can remit people's sins in certain cases. And so they got home one night and the power was out at their house. Over here in Weatherford, they called the power company and they said, well, they should have it back on by 2 or 3 or something in the morning. So they just went to bed that night, woke up the next morning, 6 or 7, and there still ain't no power. She thought, Lord, what is the deal here? They said we'd have power. We don't have no power. And she heard the Lord say, remit the sins of this block? Well, at first she said, Lord, I can't remit the sins of everybody on this block. And she said, Lord, what am I doing? You told me to remit the sins of this block. Father, forgive me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I remit the sins of this block. And bam, the lights came back on. Isn't that awesome? True story. Happened just exactly like that. If God tells you, you learn something new from His Word, He tells you to do it, girl, what do you do now?
Oh, I do it right away.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it fun to hear God and Him tell you things so that He can get wonderful things done? He did not want y'all to be out of power. But He knew there was a sin somewhere that was keeping that switch off.
And I did ask if it was my fault.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you that.
But it could have been anybody's fault. So when you remit the sins of the whole block, that even got your family, right? It covered everybody. So regardless of whose fault it was, they got the right one. Because the power came back on immediately. Now, it's just amazing what we can do. But once we get that Holy Spirit, do you want God to send the Holy Spirit to live in you? Oh, I'd hate to think about going through a day. I'd hate to think about going through 5 minutes without the Holy Spirit. I mean, He is our comforter, our director. I mean, wow, He is something else. Now, that next verse, we're going to go to John 14, 23 through 27. John 14, 23 through 27. John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. If you love him, you're going to obey what he said. If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. In other words, if you obey him and do what he says, then the Father is going to love you. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode, our dwelling place with you. Now, do you want the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living in you? Ooh, I love that. For all of them, what can you get done once you have all three of them living in you? All things. There is nothing impossible with us once we get the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost living in us. And how do we get Him? By obeying His words, keeping His words, and He will send that Comforter. He said, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. What sayings? Oh, go to church. Oh, I don't want to go to church. I'll send my wife to church. You don't love God. Somebody said, I love God. No, you're a liar. You don't know Him because you ain't obeying Him. Is that what He said? Yeah, I'm not. These are not words that I put on here. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. So God the Father is the one that's putting all these words in Jesus' mouth, and He's telling us them Himself. So 25 and 26. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. I mean, all you need is the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, and get in a room somewhere and start praying over the Word of God and reading it, and He will give you great and awesome revelation. Now then, what do? We try to go to seminary. We try to find us a book somebody wrote. We try to find us a PhD somewhere. We try to find us a good preacher. We want to go, if we find a preacher that is walking under the anointing, we want to come and live with him for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or 2 or 3 months to get what he's got. That ain't the way it works. You get yourself in a room somewhere with you and God and the Holy Ghost, and I guarantee he'll reveal to you all these wonderful things. That's how you get it. Get in with God. I might be able to tell you something that you don't know, but I don't know what you don't know, but God knows everything you don't know, and He knows everything. And so if you begin to seek Him, that Comforter, that Holy Ghost, will reveal Himself to you beyond your wildest dreams in God's Word. I mean, He'll speak to you. He'll show you these wonderful things. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now then, I want to take in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 10 through 14, and we'll quit on these verses. That's not everything I want to read today, but since it's already 4 o'clock and we're going to have communion here in a minute, we're going to go back to Ecclesiastes 12, the last chapter, verses 10 through 14, and you have to, and as I teach this series, I probably will cover these 4 verses many times because I want you to get them. Ecclesiastes 12, 10 through 14. Indeed, The teacher taught the plain truth, and he did so in an interesting way. Now, if God's Word is taught in an interesting way, does it make it easy to sit and listen? You know, I mean, you know, I had a little boy the other day. It's been quite a while ago. A little boy came up and he said, "Pastor, we go to a church where the preacher preaches 15 minutes, and it seems like 4 hours. But," he said, "I come over here and you preach 4 hours, and it seems like 15 minutes." I thought, boy, what a compliment from a little kid. You know, that was an awesome compliment to me. I'm doing something to keep the Word of God interesting, that this little boy, which was about 8 or 10 years old, I was holding his attention span. And that's something when you can hold a child's attention span. God's Word is awesome. It says, a wise teacher's words spur students to action and emphasize important truths. Well, if you're not getting through to the young people, you're not teaching God's Word. The collected sayings of the wise are like guidance from a shepherd. Verse 12 and 13. But my child, be warned. There is no end of opinions ready to be expressed. Boy, is that true. You can ask anybody you want to about opinions. There is no end of opinions ready to be expressed. Studying them can go on forever and become very exhausting. In other words, what he's talking about there is every time you go somewhere, and people do this to me all the time. I go somewhere and they say, "I got this book. This is the best book I ever read. You got to read this book. I'm giving you, I got a stack of books. I don't even know how high." And you know how many of them I've read? None. I don't have time to read them. I got one book that's about this thick, and I found all the answers are in that one book. Because just like Solomon tells us here in Ecclesiastes 12, he says, be warned, there is no end of opinions ready to be expressed. Somebody has an opinion about God. Studying them can go on forever and become very exhausting. Here is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey His commands, for this is the duty of every person. What is the final thing we should do? Fear God. Put Him first. If you don't have any fear of God, you don't know Him. If you do not fear God, you do not know Him.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "The Comforter Lives in You," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.